6 months, 2 weeks, and 2 days. That's how long the Battle of Stalingrad lasted. From the 23rd of August 1942 to the 2nd of February 1943, the Russian city witnessed one of the bloodiest episodes in the history of warfare. Finally, however, a combination of German strategic mistakes, Soviet determination, and extreme winter weather resulted in a hard-fought victory that showed the world, at last, that the armies of Hitler's Germany could be defeated. In Russia this week, the 70th anniversary of that victory is being celebrated, and its cost is being remembered. In Moscow, Gertrud Kurkamp sought out one of the few remaining survivors of the Battle of Stalingrad.
Stalingrad, once called Tsaritsyn, was a Soviet model city and an important industrial centre on the banks of the River Volga. For the advancing German armies, it was a major prize because of its strategic location. It also had immense symbolic importance, having been renamed after Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin.
Граждане и гражданки Советского Союза.
Maria Rochlina, now 88, was in Stalingrad when the German assault began in the summer of 1942. Rochlina served as a nurse with the tank brigade of the Red Army. She was 16 when the war broke out in 1941 and immediately volunteered to go to the front. Born in Ukraine, Rochlina studied at the Aviation Institute in Kharkov. She wanted to become a pilot, but was refused for not being tall enough and too light.
On the first day, when we heard Molotov's announcement, our whole class went to the enlistment office. 41 people, including a girl who was an invalid. We stood in line. Many had come. It was an enormous queue. But in the end, they told us they didn't need us for now. But on the third day, I received a telegram with an order to take a spoon, a cup, and some clothes, and go to Kiev to take part in the defense. We arrived at the Sofivka junction when a bombing raid started. There were dead and wounded, and there was a line of tanks. I started to help the wounded. I'd learnt that in school. But then news broke that the Germans had landed nearby. The tanks were unloaded, and I stayed with this tank brigade all the way to Stalingrad.
While the Germans advanced towards Stalingrad, Rochlina and her brigade attempted to cross the River Don. A German bomb destroyed their ferry boat. She survived miraculously.
I grabbed a wooden log which saved me from drowning. I was hit in the face by shrapnel. I still have the marks, and my jaw was damaged, right here. They picked me up and I was taken to a field hospital.
The hospital was located not far from Stalingrad. When Rochlina had recovered, she was invited by the chief pharmacist to join her on a trip to the city. It was on the 23rd of August 1942, the day war descended on Stalingrad with all its force.
We walked in the city, went to the cinema, bought Citro, the most popular drink back then. And when we were waiting for the boat to bring us back, strange things started to happen. The air began to shake. The earth began to tremble. There was a strange noise. Then they announced a bombing raid and ordered everyone to seek shelter. We didn't make it to the shelter. We found a trench and jumped in it. Others jumped right on top of us. And during this horrible bombardment on the 23rd of August, we just lay in this trench. The bombing started in the south. They didn't touch the north because they wanted the factories to remain intact so that they would work later on. But the center of the city suffered the most. Everything was burning. people were burning, stones, the water, everything was burning. The Volga was in flames because they bombed petroleum storage tanks upstream. So everything on the Volga also burnt down, boats, yachts, ferries.
Все лодки, яхты, трамвайчики, набережные, все это горело.
Rokhlina stayed in Stalingrad, where she provided first medical aid right on the front line and nearly froze to death in what had been one of the coldest winters on record. Since November 1942, temperatures regularly dropped to minus 20 and minus 30 degrees centigrade, and later in the winter, even below minus 40. These extreme conditions were something out of the ordinary for both the Wehrmacht and the Red Army, even though the latter was markedly better equipped. Frostbite was common, and many thousands of especially German troops froze to death, simply because they had nothing more than a blanket and had to sleep on the frozen earth. Food supplies also froze, resulting in widespread hunger. Apart from the Red Army, the Russian winter was the worst enemy of Hitler's troops in Stalingrad. And there, on the front line, cold, hungry and exhausted, Maria Rokhlina lied down for just a moment, closed her eyes and fell asleep. Her comrades decided she died from the cold.
They took my warm clothes off me and put me on a cart next to dead bodies to take me away. But I moved and managed to touch the person who put me there. I was tired. We'd been outside on the street all the time. There was no firewood, and I'd laid myself down among the dead bodies of German soldiers and fallen asleep.
That happened on the 25th of January 1943. The final battle for Stalingrad was nearing its end, with the German 6th Army encircled in an ever smaller pocket. Just 6 days later, the German commander, Field Marshal Friedrich von Paulus, surrendered to save his remaining over 90,000 troops. Many would still perish later from hunger, cold and diseases. For the Wehrmacht, the Russian victory at Stalingrad was a catastrophe. It marked a turning point in World War II.
Наши войска полностью закончили ликвидацию немецко-фашистских войск, окруженных в районе Сталинграда.
Maria Rokhlina heard the news in hospital, where she had been taken because her kidneys didn't function properly. Her hands and legs had also suffered from the cold. But she and everybody else were elated, she recalls.
For the first time, we felt our strength. We felt that we were able to fight, that we can endure. The Volga was only a few meters behind us, but we had to stay there. We did it, in the ruins, in the trenches, in the holes, but we did it.
Rokhlina admits that the war, with all its violence and suffering, was an ordeal from which she herself only barely survived. But asked whether she would do it all over again, just as when she was only 16, and in spite of everything that followed, Maria Rokhlina doesn't hesitate for a second.
I would do it again, and even now I would go. But I will not defend those who are now in power.